that there are not any transitional living homes in Juneau, and it's going to make a difference for women coming out of jail.
That's Katie Chapman. She's chair of the Juneau Reentry Coalition, a group of agencies and local social service organizations created to coordinate resources for those who have left the correction system. Two-thirds of all Alaska inmates return to prison within 3 years. That's from research done by the Alaska Judicial Council in 2007. Former inmates are especially susceptible to recidivism, or getting stuck in that revolving door of reoffending and returning to prison, sometimes as soon as the first 6 months after release. Chapman says there are several factors in a former inmate's success on the outside.
The housing and finding a job and finding a safe pro-social group of people to connect with and, you know, establish like a good start in their recovery, you know, and in their integration back into the community. And, you know, when they don't have that support, it makes it very difficult for them to stay connected, and it's easy for them to fall back into patterns and, you know, whatever survival mechanisms they had in place that got them involved into criminal activity.
Haven House will operate in a 6-bedroom home just purchased in Juneau's Mendenhall Valley near Glacier Valley School.
But we're really excited. We're finally going to be opening.
Rachel Sanders of the Haven House Board says the idea originated with longtime prison volunteer Ellen Campbell years ago. Sanders says they had the home picked out last month and put down earnest money for potential purchase. They planned on applying for an AHFC loan to cover the rest of the purchase price, but an anonymous benefactor stepped in and purchased the residence on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we're thrilled.
The anonymous angel donor, as they're being called, will rent the house back to the Haven House organization until they can acquire grants to purchase the home outright. Sanders says the donor just closed on the purchase late last week. The Juneau Community Foundation has offered a matching grant from the Gagin Fund to raise $10,000 for the home's furnishings and appliances. Amy Skillbred is executive director for the foundation.
Basically, we think it's an important project for the community to have a housing or transitional housing for women coming out of the correctional facilities.
Women released from Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau or Highland Mountain Correctional Center in Eagle River could apply for one of 9 beds in the home. Haven House's Rachel Sanders says they'll have a structured, faith-based living environment that will include referrals to counseling, life skills training, employment coaching, and connections to substance abuse treatment programs.
It's the resident's choice to participate because, of course, we can't force them to participate given that we're accepting state monies. So knowing that there's going to be perhaps Bible studies or mentors from the community that come into the house and work with the residents, maybe on crafts, you know, whatever, it definitely will be a part of the daily structure.
Each resident can stay up to 2 years. They'll be expected to find a job, pay rent, and help with the household chores. Haven House's Kara Nelson will share management duties with co-director Ann Flaherty. And Nelson is very familiar with the challenges that women face when they get out of prison, as she is a felon herself.
With felonies, there's actually a lifetime ban on getting housing through the state or other public assistance, as well as just coming out of prison and not having anywhere to go, whether that's going back to your abusive partner or family and friends that use, and not having that safe place to live to really get to the core of the issues and move forward.
Nelson says she was able to move forward with the support of family, mentors, and community organizations.
For me, it was having those mentors and getting to a place of self-acceptance where I can then go out in the community and believe that I'm not just a felon, or I'm not just a drug addict, or I'm not, you know, putting these labels on myself, which is a big stigma, not just in society, but for us, having been in that for so long.
It's unclear how many women are released in the Juneau area every year. Nelson estimates that it could be several dozen. She says they just got the keys to the house on Monday, and they're not opening until mid-March, but they're already accepting applications from prospective residents. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.